October 6, 2008. Ma presides over Imperial Rides. Fawning. Some Taipei City councillors are accusing the Confucian Temple of paying an undue homage to the president with a display that was reserved for emperors. The Taipei Confucian Temple marked the 2558th anniversary of the birth of Confucius yesterday amid criticism from some city councillors that the temple performed the Bai dance traditionally performed to pay homage to an emperor to fawn over the presence of President Ma Ying-jeou. Each year, the temple performs the Liu Yi dance, a ritual performed by 36 school children to pay respect to feudal barons and to celebrate Confucius' birthday. This year, however, it performed the classic eight-row ceremonial dance known as the Ba Yi dance, which is carried out by 64 school children. Taipei City Civil Affairs Department Commissioner Huang Lü-Jin-ru denied that the Ba Yi dance was performed specifically for Ma. She said, the department decided to present the dance to celebrate the completion of a restoration project at the temple early last month. Yesterday's ritual, which began at 5 a.m., was presided over by Taipei Mayor Hao Longbin with Kong Cui Chang, the 79th lineal descendant of Confucius, serving as the sacrificial official of the ritual. Ma burned incense, delivered a eulogy, and presented an inscribed board in praise of Confucius during the rite, making the first time since Chiang Kai-shek in 1968 that a president has attended the ceremonial ritual at the Confucian Temple. A feast of 193 courses, including dried peach and prune, bamboo shoots and goose, was offered as a sacrifice at the ritual. Other participants and attendants were requested to stand at attention and were not allowed to sit down, eat, drink, or move around freely. The students participating in the ceremony spent the night at the temple and had to get up at 3 a.m. to attend preparations that began at 4 a.m. The ceremony began at 6 a.m. 24 minutes into the ceremony, Taipei City Cultural Affairs Department Director Li Yongping, who served as the master of ceremonies, became dizzy from the heat, and her heavy traditional clothes was helped to the side. At around 6:45 a.m., around 20 of the student dancers and musicians, as well as the Girl Scouts assigned to maintain order, also showed signs of dizziness and had to sit out the rest of the ceremony. One junior high school boy, surnamed Lin, stumbled and fell on his chin, when he walked down a set of stairs and had to be taken to McKay Memorial Hospital for care, where it was ascertained that he had only bruised his chin. Referring to a Confucius saying about propriety and virtue, independent Taipei City Councilor Jian Yuming, Jian Yuyan, slammed the city government and the presidential office for ignoring criticism regarding the impropriety of holding an imperial ceremony, which mobilized hundreds of students while ignoring their discomfort to in the heat. This showed insensitivity on the government's part and was a sign of regressing democracy, she said.